And we're joined now by Mackenzie Gore of the Washington Nationals. Mackenzie, thanks for the time on Grant and Danny. Very rare that you get to go to Yankee Stadium and pitch in one of those historical big league environments. What was the experience like being on the mound there?
Yeah, I mean, it's always, you know, I've pitched there before, but it's always cool to play there, especially being in the NL and we don't get to go there much. So, yeah, it was cool. We didn't necessarily win like we wanted to, but, you know, playing in Yankee Stadium is always fun.
Are there a few spots like that for you where, you know, you recognize the history that a place has stood for 100 years? I know that's New Yankee Stadium and it's not as old, but like, are there some spots for you where you sort of take it in a little bit, allow yourself a moment or two to kind of, you know, drink in the nostalgia?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always places, you know, Fenway's cool, Dodger Stadium. I like playing at Wrigley. So, you know, all the older places that have been around a long time, they're always fun to go to and play at for sure.
Mackenzie Gore presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Mackenzie, you mentioned that the series didn't go great. I mean, particularly yesterday, there was just one of those innings where it just wouldn't end, right? I think you guys had the most pitches thrown in an inning in the Codify StatCast era, whatever we're calling it. Like, when something like that happens and you're in the dugout, luckily you're not on the mound for it. Like, what's the demeanor like? And is anything even being said to kind of lift guys up? Or are you just kind of on to the next as big leaguers? Because stuff like that occasionally can happen.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, you just want – and you really just don't want to see anybody out there giving up runs like that. Or, you know, obviously it's your team, you're trying to win. But, you know, that feeling – we've all been out there in long innings. It's not a good feeling. But there's also just not much – to say right after it happens. You just kind of move on to the next inning and try to have, you know, at that point it was just try to have some good at bats. And, but yeah, I mean, that's just a really tough situation for anybody. So yeah, it's tough to watch and yeah, there's not a whole lot you can really say.
So. As a pitcher, you probably can't relate to this sentiment, or maybe you can, I don't know, but I've always loved this about baseball, right? Sometimes you're on the other side of it, ideally. But there is no clock. It's not like you could just run it out. Like, at some point, someone's got to throw a pitch. Someone's got to stand in there and either get a hit or get an out. It's like one of my favorite things about the sport. And I know innings like that happen, and it's not fun when you're that part of it, but on that side of it, rather. But what's your thought on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what makes this game so special. You can see things that you've never seen before every day. Yeah, you always make, there's always, you'll kind of make a funny comment, you know, just when you thought you'd seen it all, something strange happens in a baseball game. It can be just a random play with a certain situation on the bases or whatever it is. But that's why baseball is great, because you have to throw the ball, you have to get an out to get to the next guy. And a lot of weird things happen in this game. So.
And that Yankees lineup, Mackenzie, is so good, obviously, and playing there is, you know, it can be tough on folks. Just kind of, A, what's that like trying to mow through a lineup that you know is, you know, again, pretty dangerous? And then most specifically, dealing with someone like Aaron Judge, who is, you know, a perennial MVP candidate, having another MVP type year this year as well. Just what's that like going up against, A, a great lineup, and B, a superstar hitter like that?
Yeah, just, you go in and understand how they manufacture runs. I think my start was probably a great example of how they do that. It was quick. And then like four hitters, they have one big swing and, you know, they have three runs. And that's what they do. And like then yesterday, they just kept hitting homers and in that ballpark. So they've got a great lineup, obviously, with Judge. You circle him, but then, you know, you have Bellinger and you have Stanton and all those other guys around him. So you have to pick your spots when you're going to let him beat you or not beat you. And if you do, you just better get the next guy, because it can turn into some crooked numbers. And, you know, they did a good job of putting together a team where they could protect him. And that's why they've won a lot of games.
Mackenzie Gore, been a mainstay for the Nationals as an ace lefty and an all-star for them this season, taking the ball every 5 days. His next outing, not until Monday against the Marlins. When you have a series like this one, where the Rays are in town for three and it's not a team you play very often and you're not pitching in the series, can you kind of let your hair down during the game a little bit? You're not tracking at bats or things as closely because you don't have to worry about facing the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, you're watching the game. all the prep work, you know, I'm getting ready for the Marlins, really, is what I'm doing this weekend. So, you know, that's kind of how my days are scheduled out, is how we're going to get ready for Miami. And then, yeah, I watch the game. But you're always paying attention if you can pick something up that, you know, their pitcher's doing or anything on the field that could help us win. So you're still, you know, you're still kind of locked in, try if you can give the hitter something, or if you see that our pitcher's doing something that, you know, maybe with a certain pitch or something. So you're always locked in, just trying to, if there's one thing that can help us win and you can give it somebody on the bench, then you do it.
This, you know, you've been around a little bit now. At this, you know, these are the dog days. They call it that for a reason. Although the weather's actually been lovely here of late, it doesn't feel like that normal August soup. But how do you prevent from the wear and tear and the fatigue and kind of those that what feels like such a grind? Like, you guys have been at this for 8 months already. You know, just when you guys kind of start your ramp up calendar, how do you kind of stave that off?
Yeah, I mean, as in, well, physically, you know, you got the training staff, but you know, it's always, when you get to this certain point of the year, and you know, we have not won enough games, it is tough. You just got to understand that you've tried to finish strong, run through the finish line, and end the year on a good note, and get ready to go for the next year. There's still a lot of things that can happen in the next month. We all have seen there, like, you, people can have great months. So you just got to keep showing up every day, preparing like you have all year, and get ready to go.
Mackenzie Gore on Grant and Danny, presented by Main Street Bank. What's your cheat meal?
Ooh, what is my cheat meal? Probably typically like some pizza. I would say pizza probably is my go-to cheat meal.
What's your toppings of choice?
I'm a pineapple and ham guy, so I kind of like the Hawaiian pizza. So.
I think,
and typically some thin crust. I like the thin crust.
Thin crust is great.
Smell what you're
crunchy,
cooking there.
A little snaps while you bite down on it. I like that.
Yep.
Have you taken any flack for that pineapple and ham situation? I don't mind it, but I know a lot of pizza purists turn their nose up at it, and they think they invented it. I mean, it's a little bit too much. Have you taken any guff from guys?
Yeah, people don't love it. You know, they think it's weird, which it probably is a little weird. But I think once you kind of get over the fact that it's pineapple on your pizza and you just taste it, I've never really met someone that, they might say they don't like it just because of what it is, but you know, most people don't hate it once they try it.
They hate the idea of it.
It's the idea.
But the execution isn't as bad.
Yes.
Makes sense. Sure. Mackenzie, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you having me.
You got it. Presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.